either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صلى صلاة لوقتها وأسبغ لها وضوءها وأتم لها قيامها وركوعها وسجودها وخشوعها خرجت وهي بيضاء مسفرة تقول حفظك الله كما حفظتني. ومن صلاها لغير وقتها ولم يسبغ لها وضوءها ولم يتمها ركوعها ولا خشوعها ولا سجودها خرجت وهي سوداء مسفرة خرجت وهي سوداء مظلمة تقول ضيعك الله كما ضيعتني. حتى إذا كانت حيث شاء الله لفت كما يلف الثوب الخلق ثم ضرب بها وجهه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, the greatness of Allah, the majesty of Allah, the kibriyai of Allah is beyond human comprehension. Allah is wara'ul wara. Allah's zat, Allah's being is infinite. It is impossible that the finite and limited intellect of this human being can ever truly comprehend the greatness and the majesty of Allah. The creation of Allah Ta'ala that is in front of us, this is apparent, this is tangible, and this we can see, and this gives us some idea as to the greatness of Allah. What is visible, the sun, he said that the sun is 325,000 times the size of the earth. And the sun is just one star. There are many, many other stars in this universe that are million times the size of the sun. In fact, in this universe, there are so many stars that they estimate that if 1 second were given to name each star, it will take 300 trillion years just to name the stars. The solar system in which we are living, or what they call the Milky Way, is one galaxy amongst the many galaxies which Allah has created. In fact, it is a conjunction of galaxies. It is one super galaxy, which is so vast that it is said that if you have to travel at the speed of light, just the speed of light is something that is incomprehensible. 186,282 miles per second. The diameter of the earth is 24,000 miles. More than 7 times the circumference of the earth in 1 second is the speed of light. This galaxy is so vast that if a person has to travel at that speed, it will take 2 million years just to finish this galaxy. And to finish the universe, they estimate that it will take 60 billion years traveling at the speed of light. There is one star, the light of which has reached the earth now, traveling at the speed of 186,282 miles per second. The light from that star started traveling not 1 week ago, not 1 month ago, not 1 year ago. It reached the earth now, it started traveling 14 billion years ago. And all this, my respected brothers, is not my intention to go into a lesson about astronomy, but this is just to give us some idea of the vastness of Allah's creation. And all this, in hadith terminology, constitutes sama'ud dunya, that which is beneath the first heaven. Ibn Kasir rahmatullahi alayhi mentions the riwayat. On one occasion, Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, that, O Nabi of Allah, kam bayna as-sama'i wal-ard, what is the distance from the earth to the first heaven? He said, masiratu khamsi mi'ati sana. From the earth to the first heaven is a distance of 500 years. Now this period, 500 years, may seem very small in the light of the figures that we have just heard. But what we have to understand, وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. One day by your Rabb is 1,000 years of this life. So 500 such years. وَمِنْ كُلِّ السَّمَاءٍ إِلَى السَّمَاءٍ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِمِائَةِ سَنَةٍ. And then between each of the seven heavens, first heaven to the second, second to the third, and upwards, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there is a distance of 500 years. وَفَوْقَ السَّمَاءِ السَّابِعَ بَحْرٌ بَيْنَ أَسْفَلِهِ وَعَلَاهُ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِمِائَةِ سَنَةٍ. Above the seventh heaven is a sea. From the top to the bottom of that sea is another 500 years. ثُمَّ فَوْقَ ذَلِكَ ثَمَانِيَةُ أَوْعَالِ. Above that are what we call the حَامِلِينِ عَرْشِ. وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, holding aloft Allah's arsh are 8 angels. The vastness of the size of these angels, بَيْنَ رُكَبِهِنَّ وَأَضْلَافِهِنَّ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِمِائَةِ سَنَةٍ. From the knee to the ankle of each of these angels is a distance of 500 years. Muslim Sharif riwayat, أُذِنَ لِي أَنْ أُحَدِّثَ عَنْ مَلَكٍ مِّن مَلَائِكَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْ حَمَلَةِ الْعَرْشِ أَنَّمَا بَيْنَ الشَّحْمَةِ أُذُنِهِ إِلَىٰ عَاتِقِهِ مَسِيرَةُ السَّبْعِمِائَةِ سَنَةٍ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, from the earlobe to the neck of each of these angels is the distance of 700 years. ثُمَّ عَلَىٰ ذُهُورِهِمُ الْعَرْشِ. Then on their backs is the arsh of Allah. We cannot imagine the greatness and the vastness of Allah's creation. What about the zat and the being of Allah? Yet ulama explain, وَلَكِنْ فَوْقِيَّتُهُ لَا يَزِيدُهُ بُعْدًا عَنْ خَلْقِهِ وَهُوَ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Your Allah is Hannan, your Allah is Mannan, your Allah is Dayyan, your Allah is Ghaffar, your Allah is Wahhab. His majesty is such that you are insignificant before him. Yet the fawqiyat and the vastness and the greatness of Allah does not distance himself from his slaves. He is still closer to you than your jugular vein. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا قَامَ أَحَدُكُمْ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. When a person stands up in salah, salah, that gift which was given to this ummah through the institution of Mi'raj, that salah, such a medium, such a bridge, such a link was given to each person by which he can commune directly with Allah. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, المصلي إذا يصلي. A musalli, when he starts his salah, فَهُوَ يُنَاجِي رَبَّهُ. He is in direct communion with Allah. وَرَبُّهُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْقِبْلَى. First heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, fifth heaven, sixth heaven, seventh heaven, the sea, above that the حاملين عرش, then the arsh of Allah. We cannot imagine this distance, yet Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when he says, Allahu Akbar, every veil, every distance, every boundary between the slave and Allah is removed. Allah is directly attentive to his slave. Huwa yunaji rabbahu. He is in communion with Allah. He is speaking to Allah. He is whispering to Allah. Wa rabbuhu baynahu wa bayn al qibla. Before even the qibla, his Allah is in front of him. أقرب ما يكون العبد إلى ربه عز وجل وهو ساجد. He said, you cannot go closer. You cannot go closer to Allah than you are when you are in sajda. One riwayat it comes, وَإِنَّ السَّاجِدَ لَيَسْجُدُ فِي قَدَمَيِّ الرَّحْمَانِ. The person in sajda is making sajda on the feet of Rahman. We cannot imagine what an institute of salah was given to this ummah. Daniel alayhi salam, thousands of years before this ummah could come into existence, he said that the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given such a salah by Allah, that if the ummah of Nuh alayhi salam had this salah, they would never have drowned. If the ummah of Salih alayhi salam had this salah, the winds would never have destroyed them. No nation of the past would ever have been destroyed had that ummah had the salah which the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given. Yet, my respected brothers, in this day and age, with this salah, tsunamis are rising up. With this salah, the earth is opening up and swallowing this ummah. With this salah, the climates are changing. With this salah, calamity upon calamity is striking down this ummah. We have to ask ourselves, why? Why is it that the salah of the ummah today is no longer protecting the ummah? Why is it that with this institution of salah, with this medium and link and bridge by which they would be able to communicate directly with Allah, despite that they are living in fear, despite that their homes have become a torture for them, despite that no security system in this world is protecting them, despite that they are fearing the loss of their lives, the loss of their womenfolk, the loss of the izzat and respect of their womenfolk and the protection of their children, despite being given salah, how is that possible? In the light of Quran, in the light of hadith, what the power Allah has kept in the salah, how is it possible that this ummah today is a morsel that is being chewed up by its enemy? That this ummah today, natural disaster, calamity upon calamity, is striking down this ummah despite it having salah. When the nations of the past, anbiya of the past, said it is impossible for this ummah to be struck down in this manner, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the type of salah that Allah gave them. The answer, my respected brothers, is very, very simple. We have to go back to the Quran. We have to go back to hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Man salla salata li waqtiha." That person who makes salah upon its correct time, وَأَسْبَغَ لَهَا وُضُوءَهَا, he makes the correct wudu. It is not my intention to run anybody down. It is not my intention to insult anyone. Please don't misunderstand what I am saying. But start from one point of the masjid and move across. And ask each person, describe for me the wudu of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Describe for me the sunnah of his wudu. Describe, tell me what my Nabi read when he started his wudu. In what manner would my Nabi perform his wudu? How much water did my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam use in his wudu? 1400 years have passed. Wallah, each of these questions in detail has been preserved for this ummah. Yet how many of this ummah know the wudu of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How many of this ummah know the salah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, he said there are 5 daraja of musallis. There are 5 types of musallis. The first, just to digress, my respected brothers, one wonders whether we are even speaking of the correct topic. We are talking about musallis. At the time of Jumu'ah, it becomes apparent. At the time of Jumu'ah, it becomes apparent how many the number of Muslims are in the area. But what happens Asr time? What happens Maghrib time? What happens Isha time on the same day of Jumu'ah? If someone is to stand outside this masjid and he has to say to us that you are an arrogant person, we will roll up our sleeves. We will be ready to defend our honor. Who is going to defend our honor on the day of judgment, when people will be swimming in their own perspiration, some up till their ankles, some up till their knees, some up till their hips, some completely immersed in their own perspiration? Who is going to defend our honor on that day when Ibrahim Khalilullah will fall down on his knees and will say to Allah, save me from Jahannam? Who is going to defend our honor on that day when Ka'b Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, if you had the amal of 70 Nabis, you would still fear Allah is going to throw you into Jahannam. Who is going to defend the honor of this ummati on that day when the Nabi of this ummat has declared that the most arrogant person to walk the surface of this earth is that person who hears the azan and fails to come to the masjid. When Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul lil alameen, has placed the label of arrogance on this. Boss calls his servant, or somebody who's working for him one time, he ignores it. Second time he calls him, he still ignores it. Third time he calls it, he still ignores it. Insan will never tolerate such arrogance. A person in 20 years of his life, he would have heard his Allah calling out to him 36,500 times. 36,500 times Allah is calling out to him in 20 years of life. How many times has the call of Allah fallen on deaf ears? Ibn al-Qayyim says the first daraja of musalli is that person, when it suits him, he comes to the masjid and makes his salah. He's not talking of those people who don't make salah. Why is he not talking of those people? If you look in the books of fiqh, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al-ahdu alladhi baynana wa baynahum as-salah faman tarakaha faqad kafar. The distinction between us and the disbelievers is salah. The defining characteristics between a mu'min and a kafir is salah. فَمَن تَرَكَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرْ. That person who leaves out his salah, he has made kufr. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, لَا حَظَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ لِمَن تَرَكَ الصَّلَاةِ. That person who intentionally misses his salah, there is no share for him in Islam. Ali radiallahu anhu said, مَن لَمْ يُصَلِّ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ. That person who intentionally misses his salah, he is a kafir. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Umar bin Khattab, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, various other sahaba were of the opinion that a person who misses one salah intentionally, al-iyazu billah, is a kafir. If we look in the books of fiqh, Hanbali mazhab, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, his ruling, من ترك صلاة واحدة متعمدا فقد كفر وهو واجب القتل. That person who misses one salah, not salah upon salah, one salah intentionally, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says, he is a kafir, murtad, and he must be put to death. Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i rahimahumullah, they have placed the label of kufr on a person who intentionally misses salah. Imam Abu Hanifa, the lightest ruling, he says a person who intentionally misses salah in an Islamic state will be caught like a criminal, put into jail and beaten severely every day till he starts performing his salah. The first daraja of musalli, Ibn al-Qayyim says, is mu'aqab. Sometimes he makes his salah in the masjid, sometimes he makes his salah at home. Wherever it suits him or is convenient, he is not regular about jamaat in his salah. Second daraja of musalli, he says, is muhasab. That person who comes to the masjid 5 times every day to make his salah. But what is the type of salah that he is making? Allahu Akbar. He is in the court of Allah. Al-musalli yunaji rabbahu. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a musalli is in direct communion with Allah. He is in munajat with Allah. وَرَبُّهُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْقِبْلَى. Allah is between him and the qibla. لَا يَزَالُ اللَّهُ. Allah Ta'ala's attention is directly upon the musalli in his salah. مَا لَمْ يَلْتَفِتْ. Until his heart doesn't turn away from Allah. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, لِلْعَبْدِ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ مَوْقِفَانْ. مَوْقِفٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فِي صَلَاتِهِ وَمَوْقِفٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ يَوْمَ لِقَائِهِ. There are two instances in the life of a believer when he has to stand in the court of Allah. The first instance is in salah. When he starts his salah, he is in the court of Allah. And the second instance is when he will have to stand in front of Allah on the Day of Judgment. فَمَنْ قَامَ بِحَقِّ الْمَوْقِفِ الْأَوَّلِ If he fulfills the right of the first standing, that in salah, هُوِنَ عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْقِفِ الْآخَرِ Then Allah will make easy for him the second standing on the Day of Judgment. وَمَنْ اِسْتَهَانَ بِهَذَا الْمَوْقِفِ But if he says Allahu Akbar, and like the second daraja of Musalli, Muhasab, he says Allahu Akbar, and from Takbir-e-Tahreema till Salam, his mind and his heart is everywhere else but his Salah. What's going on at home? What's going on with my wife? What's going on with my children? He's planning his afternoon's business in Jummah Salah. His head is on the ground in Sajda. On his tongue are the words, Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la. Glory be to my Allah who is the highest. That Allah, Mujahid Rahmatullah Ali says, Ma ya'manu hadha ar-rajul. What guts this person has. That he is in Salah. Allah is attentive to him. His heart is elsewhere. Does he not know that if his Allah wanted in 1 second, he could have smashed his eyeballs? What arrogance this person has. Hassan Basri rahimahullah said, الرَّجُلُ الَّذِي لَا يَحْذُرُ قَلْبَهُ فِي الصَّلَاةِ فَهِيَ إِلَى الْعُقُوبَةِ أَسْرَى That person whose heart is not in his salah, that salah will drag him to the azab of Allah. He said, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَانِتًا فَقُمْ كَمَا أَمَرَكَ اللَّهِ When you stand in salah, stand as Allah has ordered you. وَإِيَّاكَ وَالسَّهْوِ وَالْإِلْتِفَاتِ Beware of your heart turning away from Allah. إِيَّاكَ يَنْظُرُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكَ وَتَنْظُرَ إِلَى غَيْرِهِ Beware that Allah is looking at you and you are looking elsewhere. تَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ وَتَعَوَّذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ You are asking Allah for Jannat in that salah. You are seeking protection from Allah, from His Jahannam in that salah. You are asking for Jannat. You are seeking protection from Jahannam. But your heart is everywhere else but Allah. He says, what type of a salah is this? Ibn al-Qayyim says, this is the second daraja of Musalli. We are running out of time. Muhasab. He will also be taken to task. The third daraja of Musalli is that person who says Allahu Akbar. Sometimes his attention is towards Allah. Sometimes his attention strays away. Then it comes back, he exerts himself. Then it strays away. He says this person is mukaffar an. One will cancel off the other. Fourth daraja of Musalli is that much azmat of Allah. That much consciousness of Allah. On one occasion, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led the salah. And after salah, he addressed sahaba. He said, Ma balu aqwamin. What is wrong with the people that the Quran of Allah is read in salah and you are unaware of what has been read? You are not pondering over the kalam of Allah. Hakada ukhrijat azamatullah min qulubi bani Israel. He said, just like this, the azmat of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the love of the communion with Allah was taken away from the hearts of the Bani Israel. Shahidat abdanuhum wa ghabat qulubuhum. Their bodies were present in their ibadat and their hearts were absent. And then just one hadith, my respected brothers, if just amal on this one hadith comes into our salah, then wallah our salah is successful. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا يَقْبَلُ اللَّهُ مِنْ عَبَدٍ عَمَلًا حَتَّى يَشْهَدَ بِقَلْبِهِ مَعْبَدَنِهِ. Every action is judged the first criterion in the court of Allah. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if his heart is not present with his body, then Allah will never accept that action. From takbir-e-ula till salam, at least this much effort has to be made on salah, that we become conscious of Allah for that 5 minutes. What is difficult about that? For this reason, my respected brothers, we are encouraged to go in the path of Allah. We are encouraged to attach ourselves to the effort of the masjid daily, so that we learn to talk about Allah, invite towards the greatness of Allah, to develop the love and the attachment of the ibadat of Allah. 2 rakat salah, 5 minutes, in which the consciousness of Allah will be found. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person stands in salah, Hamid Allah wa athna alayhi, he praises Allah, wa farraga qalbahu lillah, and he empties his heart of everything else but Allah. 2 rakat salah, his heart is empty of everything but Allah. 2 hadiths are found. 1, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in sarafa min khati'atihi kayawmi waladathu ummuhu, when he walks away from the musalla, he walks away as a newborn baby, sinless. Another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wajabat lahul jannah, Allah will make jannat wajib for him. If at Fajr that was not found, we have the opportunity in Zuhr. If at Zuhr it was not found, we have the opportunity in Asr. Allah's mercy is such, we are being given opportunity upon opportunity upon opportunity. Yet, my respected brothers, cry tears of blood. One day walk into the masjid and look at the halat and the condition of the salah of the musallis. Those who are making salah. I have run out of time. If Allah Ta'ala gives opportunity on another occasion, this is very, very important. We will discuss this in further detail. But just to terminate, Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one day he walks into the masjid and he sees a person making salah. He barely goes into ruku, he's already standing up. He barely goes into sajda, he's already standing up. Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked the people, for how many years has this person been making salah like this? They say, for 40 years. He says, wallah, Allah has not accepted a single salah of his. Wallah, Allah has not accepted a single salah of his. And if he dies in this condition, then I take oath upon Allah, he has not died on the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has died on some other deen. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, that a person who makes salah for 60 years, but his ruku and sajda, there's no khushu in his salah. He doesn't make ruku properly. He doesn't make sajda properly. Allah will not accept a single salah of his. What more, how much further do we have to look as to what is bringing the downfall of this ummah, when the salah of this ummah has become such that today our salah, Allah protect us, is cursing us. So let us take this trouble, my respected brothers. Not for nothing we are encouraged. Go out in the path of Allah. Free some time. Because today, unfortunately, our businesses are run in such a fashion. Everything we buy is on credit. Everything we're selling is on credit. So that the person, even when he's with his wife and children, his mind is elsewhere. Even in the masjid, his mind is elsewhere. He doesn't have time to make 2 rakats properly. He doesn't have time to communicate with his Allah properly. Take stock of ourselves. The clock is ticking. That qabr is coming closer. The salah I was making 10 years ago and the salah I am making today is the same. How can I be complacent? How can I carry on in this condition? The currency of akhirat is going to be these amal. And the first thing which Allah is going to question us about on the day of judgment is our salah. So may Allah Ta'ala give each and every one of us tawfiq to take our time and apply ourselves and learn what the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.